您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。 So your friend's not dating anyone and you think you have a guy for her. It seems that setting them up should be easy, but the truth is that getting involved in other people's relationships is extremely tricky, according to the American website Women's Day. 好朋友没有约会对象，而你手上刚好有一个适合的男生，赶紧为他们牵线搭桥吗？事实上，介入他人的情感关系是一件非常棘手的事情。 So here we are talking about some of the do's and don'ts if you want to matchmake for your friends. Do you think that there should be certain rules to follow?
I think it would save you some trouble or, you know, the potential danger of souring your friendship in the future when this doesn't work if you know these rules. And by the way, I think this is not only about girls, their friends trying to set them up to find a guy, but also when male people.
Girls trying to set guys up with other girls.
Girls. Yeah, so it's like for both genders, I suppose. But anyway, the first thing is I think you need to figure out whether this person wants this or not. So get the permission of introducing someone to them first.
I mean, the whole idea really is just to be respectful. I think, and don't try to insert yourself into other people's lives. That's one of the bigger mistakes that I think many people make, as well-intentioned as they may be, somehow, and this is very true with parents especially, but also people of our age trying to set up friends, is that somehow we assume that we know what's best for someone else. We know what's best for another adult who is independent and leads their own lives. So obviously you can see right there that there is fundamentally flawed logic in that, right? So getting permission is very important. Again, it shows respect. It shows that you're not trying to get in the middle of their life. You're not trying to get all in their business. All you're trying to do is, as a good friend, saying, hey, I think I know someone, or would you be interested? And then as it goes further, again, keeping that level of respect there as well, that they are a responsible adult. They are an independent adult. They know how to take care of themselves. They know what type of people they like. And really just no pressure. Just saying, hey, this is someone I think you might be interested. And if it works, it works. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. Mm.
Yeah, and I think just assuming that you know the best for some other human being, either, you know, it be your children or someone
I know what's
who
best
you
for my kids. What are you talking about?
You're gonna be one of those dads.
No. Yeah. Well, he's just joking.
But I also know not getting involved in their lives when they're an adult is probably best for them as well, right? Mm. So it cuts both ways.
Yeah, that's true. And I think in real life, very few matchmakers, I mean, people, friend matchmakers, know this rule. For example, the over-meddling with things between two people. This happens a lot.
Yeah, exactly, because the people trying to be the matchmaker and over-meddle, they're already meddlers before they were matchmaking.
Yeah.
And they usually feel that they need to constantly check up with how things are developing, are things getting better, or how are these two grown-ups finding each other? You know, all those kind of things have to be reported back to the matchmaker, which could be a bad thing. And I think there's so many ways that this could backfire. And I think just, I guess it's time to share a little personal story.
Ooh,
here.
I love that.
Press record, everyone.
Oh, please don't. Well, I think what's really interesting about matchmaking is this person is trying to set up you with someone they think is ideal for you. So, through this process, you get to know how your friend perceives
right.
you. And yeah. I think that's the really tricky bit. And I've actually had this experience of there's this older family friend who said, oh, there's this young man that is perfect for you, and he works for me, I know him very well, blah 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 blah. And then I was like, sure, I don't mind, you know, just meeting a new friend. That's how I see it. I don't really think this, you know, I take it very casually.
No pressure.
And then when I actually saw this guy, I was just astounded by I just couldn't believe that this older family friend would think we would be a match, and I questioned, like, how does he see me?
Well, and you think he's out of your league?
Don't say that. That's not necessarily what I mean, but it is certainly...
She's out of his league, I think is what she's
really
trying to say.
No, that's not what she's getting at, no.
Anyway, you guys can think whatever it is. I can't say anything more because...
I hope your family member's not listening in now.
Well, anyway, so it just seems like I think it's this bit that's really tricky, that it turns out it's not really the matchmaking thing itself that is it could be like a potential, you know, something that would make your relationship with the matchmaker even worse.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
You know, it's important to realize there's no accounting for preference. You know, certain people like certain types of music. Mm. Why? Because they do. You know, certain people like certain other types of people. Why? Well, because they do. You can't really explain it. Someone likes a certain type of person because they like a certain type of person. And the certain type of person that you like and that you get along with well, you think may get along well with someone else, maybe they think totally differently. And they actually don't like that type of person that you think that they like because you like that type of person.
Exactly. Right? I think so. Yeah, so for the people being set up with other people, they should also, you know, try to take it easy a little bit. Don't take it personal that, you know.
But how can you not take it personal? This is very personal matter.
It's not. No, I mean, no, I agree. You shouldn't take it personal at all. It's just a misperception and classic projection. I mean, we all see the world the way that we want to see it, and then that's all that it really is. Yeah. So if someone makes a mistake about how they see you, well, it's not your fault. It's their fault, right? So.
And this reminds me of an episode in Friends, which was an episode a co-worker tried to set Chandler up with a guy, and then he was really annoyed. You know, so wrong perception. But
Chandler is not gay.
He is not. Okay. Oh, anyway.